إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, today the last of the series on resilience. I want to remind myself anew that at the end of it all, success depends on the one who gives success. Success depends on our connection with the one in whose hands is success. And therefore, having recognized the difficulty that we are in, having hope and faith in eventual success, and creating a strategy to get out of the current situation, the final step is to ask help from the only one who is worthy of asking help, and to repair our connection with him, because without that connection, without that help, all of these strategies will come to naught. And the first step to repair that connection is to make tawbah, is to repent, it is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back to the path that he showed us and which is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated for us. And the reason for this is also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and told us many times in the Quran that the masaib, the musiba, the troubles, the tribulations that come on us are brought on by our own actions. Allah does not get any pleasure from torturing people. Allah does not get any pleasure from creating difficulties for people. People create difficulties for themselves because they go against the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. If somebody jumps off the 10th floor of a building and lands in the parking lot on the concrete and dies or breaks all his bones, and then he blames God and he says, "You see how God treated me. See how Allah troubled me." Yeah, this is the actual insane reality of our lives. If somebody did that, if he jumps off a building and he falls down and breaks his legs, and then he says, "See how Allah is troubling me. See how Allah has..." What will you say to that person? You say, "You are an idiot. You are a fool. You took the decision to jump off the building and you want to blame God? Did you not know that there is a law called gravity? What were you thinking? Do you think that if you jump off the building, you will fly upwards? So what is the sense in blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you choose to go against one of his laws? Then whatever is the consequence of going against that law, that consequence will apply. So just as gravity is a law, ibadah is also a law, tawheed is also a law, accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb, as our Khaliq and Malik is also a law. Obedience to Allah is also a law. Obedience to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also a law. And they are as fundamental as gravity and as all the laws of physics that we know. Why are they equally fundamental? Because they were made by the same one. They were made by the same one. The one who created the laws of physics created the laws of the ghaib. The one who created the laws of the material world created the laws of the spiritual world. There is no second creator for those laws. Same person. Same individual, same, we don't use the term individual and person with relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just to, since we don't have, at least I don't have other words. So, the same one. And therefore, just as those laws are fundamental, these laws are also fundamental. We like to call these laws by the names of people. For example, the law of displacement of fluids, we call it the Archimedes principle. And it's based on those principles that a 10,000 ton ship floats in the ocean. Something which is thousands of tons of steel floats on water. Whereas if you jump into the water, you will drown. And so on and so on. Different laws of physics. I mean, I don't want to do a lesson on physics now. But my point is that the same laws apply. And therefore, we have to understand that if we are in difficulties, it is because we have jumped off the building. We have jumped off the cliff. So, we decided to jump off the cliff. The difference is, alhamdulillah, if you actually decide to jump off a building, it will take you a lot more than making tawbah to get back into shape. You will have to go through a whole process and very painful process of all kinds of surgeries and recovery. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind and merciful. And He introduced Himself as that. He introduced Himself as that. غَافِرُ ذَنْبْ قَابِلُ التَّوْبْ. The one who forgives sins. The one who accepts tawbah. He introduced Himself as that. One can have many qualities, but if somebody introduces himself by a particular quality, then you can say that the one who is introducing himself is particularly proud of that quality, and he wants us to relate to him with respect to that quality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about himself, غَافِرُ الذَّمْ قَابِلُ التَّوْبِ. He is the one who is Allah? He is the one who forgives sins. He is the one who accepts tawbah. So what should we do? Yeah? There was a man who used to grow vegetables and so on the outskirts of Medina, and he used to come to meet Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And whenever he came, he used to bring some vegetables and so on as a hadiah, as a gift. So Sayyidina Umar was fond of him. Now, it so happened that for some days the man didn't come. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked people, he said, where is this man? So they said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he has fallen into bad habits. And he is drinking alcohol and doing all kinds of things. So he is ashamed to come before you. That's why he is not coming. So what did Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, what did he do? Did he send the police to catch him? Because he knows that he is drinking alcohol, so did he send the police to catch him and bring him, and did he have him flogged, and did he have him imprisoned? Yeah? You know what he did? He wrote this ayat on a piece of paper. غَافِرُ الذَّنْبِ وَخَابِلُ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ ذِي التَّوْلِ. He wrote this ayah on a piece of paper and he said, give this to that man. When the man read the ayah, he wept. And he made tawbah. And he came back to Sayyidina Umar and he thanked him and he said, thank you for sending me this. To remind me that my Rabb is the one who forgives. To remind me that my Rabb is the one who forgives. We like to condemn people. We like to condemn people. Whereas Allah is the one who forgives. Show them hope. Show them hope. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am the one who forgives, who are you and I to deny this to somebody? Who are we to deny? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there were two people. There was one man, he was very pious and he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he did all the right things. And there was another man who did all the wrong things. And the man who did all the wrong things, he asked this man who was the pious man, he said, will Allah forgive me? And the man said, no way. Look at you, Allah will never forgive you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when they both died, they go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this man who was pious. He said, on what basis did you say to this man that I will never forgive? You made this statement, you said, Allah will never forgive this man. On what basis? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will say to this man who was a sinner, he said, I forgive you by my forgiveness and by my rahmah. Go into Jannah. And he will say to this man who was a pious man, he says, I hold you accountable on the basis of my adl, on my justice. Because you made a claim against me which you had no right to make. So go into Jahannam. Your ibadah? What is your ibadah? What is your ibadah? Your ibadah is a favor on Allah? What is my ibadah? What is your ibadah? So, forgiveness. Ask forgiveness. So the first part of the last of these is to remind myself and you that having done all of these things, we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise where He said, لَا تَقْنَطُ مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah said, oh you who have transgressed against yourselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily and truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is of forgiving and most merciful. So we remember this forgiveness of Allah, we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get our life back on track. And what is that track? Obedience to the ahkam of Allah and obedience to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, and I want to remind you, there is no khair, there is no benefit, there is no goodness other than the obedience of Allah and other than the obedience to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody thinks that they are doing good in this world and they are deliberately going against the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, believe me, they are fooling only themselves. Only themselves. And the result of that deliberate going against the sunnah will come and they will see those results in their lives. I do not wish this on anybody. I ask Allah to protect you from that. Do not go against the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. It is fard to obey the sunnah. The sunnah is sunnah, but it is fard to obey the sunnah. So please understand this very clearly. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And tomorrow we'll talk about the rest of it, which is dua. We ask Allah to accept our tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmat.